Yeah, I'm sure that's a safe bet, about 3 weeks. My wife's car, after her accident, was a little over a month. Had a little more damage than yours, but not that much more. And I don't blame you for not popping the hood. I probably wouldn't have either, considering all the driving you needed to do yet later that day. So that was probably a good option. But other than that, we all had a great time. Good donuts. I forgot to thank Ryan for the donuts and Brian for the donuts. You guys brought donuts, so that was awesome. They were really good. Some bakery in North Liberty there. Very tasty. And then Rich brought some, I don't know what they were. They were mini donuts. But after sitting in the sun for a while, they were tasty too. But all right, Brian, well, thank you for checking in. Hopefully the car goes quickly and get it back quickly. Rentals are nice, but only for a short time, so, because there's not too many radios in a rental. So, all right, Brian, have yourself a good evening and good rest of your week, and thanks again for checking in. Next on the list, I should skip Mike and put him on the last, but I can't do that. I got to give you a hard time, Mike. I can't help it. N9OKA, Mike, do you have anything for the net?
Well, of course. Of course, my friend. First of all, I'm glad that I finally made a couple of our club functions. I went to the Bonfire and I went to the Boda event, and I enjoyed both. I really did. The only thing I want to mention about the Bonfire, next year I'm going to bring a bottle of mustard with me. Because where I come from, ketchup on a hot dog is a no-no. There, you hear me?
Nope, I don't hear you. That's blasphemy. Nope, ketchup all the way. But I think I said that last week, too, that my dad likes mustard on his hot dog, too. And I did not know that as a kid growing up. But you have anything else there, Mike?
Oh, yeah. I had a wild, crazy night last night. Me and my nephew, we were out here chatting about 9:30. Jonathan, my nephew, KE9BLG, and we were on the 146610, and it was about a quarter to 10 in the evening, and a station out of Chicago come in there and told us that he was getting ready to have a net on the frequency, and wondered if we would be bothering them or they would be bothering us or whatever. So we volunteered to move over to the other repeater, and when we got there, there was a conversation going on there. So we ended up on the, N9IAA repeater out of Valpo, because Jonathan's a member of the Valpo Club as well. And we were talking, and all of a sudden, a couple of the locals from Valpo come in and join the conversation. But then we had a station out of, I got to look it up here real quick, out of Smithfield, or no, that's the wrong one, out of Bedford, Indiana, N9GJC, George, out of Bedford, Indiana, Southern Indiana, come in and joined the conversation, talked with us for about an hour, and then toward the end, we got another station that came in and joined us, K4JTA, a Jeffrey out of Smithfield, Kentucky. We were all chatting on the Valpo repeater there, talk about propagation, man, we had it last night, and we were talking about that at the meeting Monday, about there was a time when you could talk to four different repeaters on the same frequency, but at any rate, with the way the propagation was last night, that was a great time we had talking to those different hams out there in Southern Indiana and Kentucky. But that's about what I have for tonight here in 9OKA.